Lesson 7. Getting directions. Don't get lost. Pages 63 and 64. Getting your feet wet. Your teacher will give you a partner. Imagine this person is coming to your house or apartment or dorm after school today. Give her or him directions to your house from school. If necessary, you may draw a small map in the box on this page. If you draw a map, be sure to explain the directions as well as show them on the map. Today is Minoru's first day on campus at Hilltop College.
Excuse me, I'm trying to find the bookstore, but I can't find my way around this campus. I have a map, but I'm still confused.
You're looking for the bookstore. That's pretty far away from here. In fact, it's on the other side of campus. Let me show you on the map. We're here, next to the student center. So you'll start out at these steps and walk straight ahead. Keep your eye out for the library. It'll be on the left. After you see the library, keep on walking in the same direction until you see the cafeteria.
The cafeteria? Just a minute. Let me make sure I see that on the map. Oh, I see it. After I see the cafeteria, what should I do?
Just before the cafeteria, you'll make a right, and you'll cross a small footbridge. The bookstore is on the other side of that bridge. You'll see it right away.
Thanks so much for taking the trouble to help me. I hope I don't get lost again.
Page 64. Getting the picture. 1. What building is Minoru looking for? 2. Where on campus are these two people talking? 3. How far away is the bookstore? 4. In which direction will Minoru start to walk? 5. What building should Minoru look for on the left? 6. In what direction will Minoru go at the cafeteria? 7. Where will Minoru see the bookstore? 8. Do you think Minoru will get lost again? Why or why not?
Catching on. Page 67. Listening. After each number, you will hear two sentences, A and B. In each case, one sentence will contain one of the idioms from this lesson. In some cases, the two sentences will have the same meaning, and in other cases, they will not. Listen carefully. Then circle the word same if you think the sentences have the same meaning, or different if you think they do not have the same meaning. You will be listening for the general meaning. The two sentences do not have to be exactly the same. 1. A. Jose got lost on the subway yesterday morning, so he took a taxi home in the afternoon. B. Jose took a taxi two times yesterday because he didn't want to get lost on the subway. 2. A. Jack started out on his trip alone, but then his friends joined him in Los Angeles. B. Jack began traveling without his friends, and then they met him later. 3. A. Did you check your wallet to see that you have enough money with you? B. Make sure you have enough checks in your wallet when you go shopping. 4. A. Sherry didn't know how to fix the copy machine at the office. B. Sherry took the trouble to fix the copy machine at the office. 5. A. Vu asked a police officer for directions because he couldn't find his way around the city. B. Vu had trouble getting around the city, and then he asked for help. 6. A. In many places, you can make a right at a red light when it is safe. B. You should not turn right at a red light because it is usually not safe. Seven. A. Some of the students continued to talk after the teacher asked for quiet. B. The teacher asked everyone to be quiet, but a few students kept on talking. 8. A. Janet's plane has just arrived, so keep your eye out for her at the gate. B. Watch for Janet because she should be getting off the airplane soon.
68. Holding your own. Late for the party. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation. Frank and Jill have just arrived at their friend Tom's house for a party.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Jill. Thanks for coming tonight.
We're glad to be here, finally. We couldn't find our way around your neighborhood very well.
Did you get lost? I thought Debbie gave you directions last night.
She did, but we lost them. We didn't want to take the trouble to get them again. We thought we could remember how to get here.
We started out fine, and then I guess we made a wrong turn somewhere.
I remembered to keep my eye out for the library on Bleecker Street, but then I forgot to make a right at Dove Street. We just kept on going down Bleecker.
Well, I'm sure glad you got here. Come in and meet everyone, and make sure you get something to eat and drink from the kitchen.
Pages 145 and 146. More listening pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Find one's way around. Start out. Keep one's eye out for. Keep on. Make sure. Make a right. Take the trouble to. Get lost.
Two, listening. More contractions. We have already talked about contractions with the auxiliaries be, have, and will in Lesson 1. In this lesson, we will review listening to contractions with be and will. We will also listen to contractions with two other auxiliaries, can and do, in negative situations. Examples. I can't help you right now. I don't want to help you right now. Listen to some of the sentences in the conversation about directions from the beginning of this lesson. As you listen, write down all the contractions you hear. You will hear only one or two sentences at a time, and then you will have some time to write your answers. In some cases, you may not hear any contractions. Just write none. If this is the case, you will hear each sentence repeated two times.
One. I'm trying to find the bookstore, but I can't find my way around this campus. I'm trying to find the bookstore, but I can't find my way around this campus. Two. I have a map, but I'm still confused. I have a map, but I'm still confused.
Three. You're looking for the bookstore? You're looking for the bookstore? Four. That's pretty far away from here. In fact, it's on the other side of campus. That's pretty far away from here. In fact, it's on the other side of campus. Five. We're here, next to the student center. You'll start out at these steps. We're here, next to the student center. You'll start out at these steps. Six. Keep your eye out for the library. It'll be on the left. Keep your eye out for the library. It'll be on the left.
Seven. Just a minute. Let me make sure I see that on the map. Just a minute. Let me make sure I see that on the map.
Eight. Just before the cafeteria, you'll make a right. Just before the cafeteria, you'll make a right. Nine. You'll see it right away. You'll see it right away.
Ten. I hope I don't get lost again. I hope I don't get lost again.
Three. Pronunciation. Contractions. Now repeat each contraction after you hear it. I'm. Can't. You're. That's. It's. We're. You'll. It'll. Don't. This is the end of Lesson 7.